This podcast is brought to you by the Howie Car Show Mother's Day Special. Go to HowieCarShow.com, click store, and get mom a Buy American, Support America Navy t-shirt. Best part? The shirt will come with a free book. You can get mom a shirt plus either a What Really Happened, a Kennedy Babylon 1, or a Kennedy Babylon 2. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store for this amazing deal.
And now, an interview with the Emperor of Hate. Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Frankly, the Democrats should be ashamed because they don't want us to succeed. They want us to fail so they can win an election, which they're not going to win.
You know, some days we lose the equivalent of the number of people we lost on 9/11. There's no way we could have foreseen just how tragic his malfeasance would be in the remaining months of his administration.
Think of it. They do everything they can to make things as bad as possible.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Our country wants to open. The governors, it's in their hands, but our country wants to open.
Let's make sure that we continue to do the right thing by wearing masks, by keeping social distancing. I am very concerned as people abandon that they're going to be vulnerable, and that's why it's so important that we stay safe.
Hey, do you need a lozenge?
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
More than 60,000 Americans have died from a deadly virus Donald Trump ignored. And under the leadership of Donald Trump, our country is weaker and sicker and poorer.
Paid for by the Lincoln Project, which is responsible for the content of this advertising.
It's this George Conway, man's a stone-cold loser. So they should not call it the Lincoln Project. It's not fair to Abraham Lincoln, a great president. They should call it the Losers Project.
They see me rolling, they hate it.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Today at our news briefing, there was an audio glitch, and it sounded like that I had said a bad word. I encourage all businesses that are allowed to open to do so only if they follow the guidelines to keep West Virginians safe.
I don't care who you are, that's funny right there.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Well, that didn't take long. Two guys in New England have already been indicted for trying to rip off the PPP, the Payroll Protection Plan, with the loans. A guy from Andover, Massachusetts, and a guy from Rhode Island. They claimed they had restaurants. One of them never had a restaurant, apparently, allegedly, and the other one, his liquor license had already been pulled, but he was still trying to get a loan for the restaurant to keep his employees whole, although he didn't have any employees because he'd lost his liquor license. Perhaps one of the giveaways for one of them was that he had two names. You know, I don't guess everybody who has two different names is crooked, but it's a leading indicator, I would say.
Wait, what do you mean two different names? Like his first name and his middle name?
David A. Stavely. He's one of the people who was arrested. He's from Andover, Massachusetts. You may know him better, Grace, as Kurt D. Sanborn.
Oh, whoa. So two way different names. I thought you were saying, sometimes they say never trust someone who has a last name for a first name.
Right.
Like Taylor. Right. That could be a last name.
Excuse you?
But I mean, those are just two super different names.
That's, it wasn't like Howie and Howard.
Right. Those are, you went to Witness Protection Program and they're trying to give you a new identity.
Right.
Right. It doesn't, there's no indication in the press release from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Providence why David Stavely is also known as Kurt D. Sanborn. But I think we'll find out at some point in the plea bargains.
Howie, can I start my new segment with a little announcement or thank you? I recently got a gift that I had left at Cape Gunworks last year around this time. I think it was actually in August, so it's almost been a full year. And it was a gift from a woman named Karen. And I just opened it this weekend, and it was two beautiful shirts, a piece of jewelry, just tons of nice goodies. And she wrote me the nicest note. She loves you. She loves Taylor. She didn't give you guys gifts, but she gave me gifts. And they were very nice. And I just opened it, and it just warmed my heart that someone would take that time and spend that money to get me this beautiful gift. So, Karen, I don't know. You didn't leave me an address to send you a thank you note. If you're out there and you're listening, I loved it. I thank you. And I wanted to start my news with that.
I thought, Grace, that you were going to say that someone, when you went down to Cape Gunwork, someone had left you a Roscoe.
No. People know better than to leave that hanging around. All right, guys, so we have Grace's news. I want to start with a story about Wendy's, just so I can say, where's the beef? A Wendy's with no burgers as meat production is hit. You probably heard about this story, Howie. Over the last month, dozens of meatpacking plants across the country have shut down because of coronavirus outbreaks. This is from the New York Times. On Monday, nearly one-fifth of Wendy's restaurants, a total of 1,043 locations, were completely sold out of beef products.
So where is our sound cut, Taylor? We need the sound cut.
Oh, the old lady, Taylor, going, where's the beef? Give him a minute. He'll find it.
That was what Fritz Mondale used when he was running for president in 1984 against Gary Hart. Speaking of guys who had two names, Gary Hart Pence became Gary Hart, and then he was running for president.
What's new about coming out for entrepreneurs? When I hear your new ideas, I'm reminded of that ad. Where's the beef?
Yeah.
That's Fritz Mondale.
My mom used to say that all the time when we were little. If someone was complaining about something, she'd be like, where's the beef? I never knew what it was even from. All right, guys, I have more news, though. I want to start with a little bit of hypocrisy brought to you by Jennifer Rubin. She has tweeted...
Tell us who Jennifer Rubin is, just in case people don't know.
Okay,
Howie. If you're lucky, you don't know who she is.
Do you want me to use the description she gets when she goes on these network shows? Conservative columnist, and I'm using that in quotes.
And she's met with strange new respect because she hates Donald Trump. She used to be for moving the U.S. embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. She was totally 100% in favor of it until Trump announced he was moving the embassy to Jerusalem, after which she became 100% opposed to it. She hated the Paris Climate Accords until Trump pulled us out. And then she said, how dare you? Those are just two examples.
She probably hates Donald Trump more than some Democrats. I mean, between her and Nicole Wallace, the never Trumpers, the people who used to be conservative and now they are full blown Trump deranged. They are worse in my eyes than, let's say, a Bill Maher or a Michael Moore, because they use their past history as being Republicans as a kind of shield where, you know, oh, you should trust them because they're serious people. And now they claim they loved. It's just ridiculous. So everything's topsy-turvy. And I wanted to read you this tweet. She retweeted a story from the New York Times. And then she said, she's talking about the burden of proof. This is all about Kavanaugh. Or this is now all about Joe Biden. The burden is always on the prosecutor / claimant. That's the essence of our system of justice. Okay. So Twitter...
Unless it's a Republican.
Twitter went wild. Ben Shapiro tweeted one of her old tweets that said, Kavanaugh's refusal to ask the FBI to investigate is inexplicable unless he is afraid of what they might find.
Incidentally, just in case you've forgotten that, he had been investigated 6 times. 6 background checks by the FBI as he worked his way up through the Bush administration and then to the bench, the lower levels of the federal judiciary.
Stephen Miller also tweeted an old tweet from Jennifer Rubin where she said, by the way, for all the Republicans melting down because there was no corroboration for Kavanaugh, first, there were in prior statements and polygraph. Second, should we then not hold Catholic priests responsible since it was simply their word against a child decades ago? So she was singing a very, very different tune when it was Brett Kavanaugh. But now she's explaining to people that that's just how our system of justice works. You know, the burden of proof is on the person who's making the claim. Oh, my gosh. Brett Kavanaugh would be so bummed out that he missed that when he was... on the hot seat. And we talked about this, or Howie, I should say you talked about this, with Joe Concha. Fabulous, by the way, in the first hour. And he mentioned Chris Cuomo. Chris Cuomo, and I know the competition right now, Howie, is so tough with people who have zero self-awareness. I mean, between Hillary Clinton and Elizabeth Warren, on the liberal side, there are so many options. But he is in the running. For a guy whose wife claims she bathed in Clorox and who also talked openly about how he got in a fight with a guy because he wasn't social distancing after he'd been diagnosed with the coronavirus.
Fat tire biker
who he wanted to like punch him in the face or throw him down the stairs or whatever he wanted to do. I'm confusing his rants. But now he's on his show calling people fools for going to the beach. Taylor, can you play the clip, please?
But there's also feel, fatigue. I've had it. Season's changing. It's getting warm. Want to get back to it. Look at these fools. Fools. I know they want to be out there. Fools, it's not about you. What about the other people? And look, I'm not going to castigate you. That's not my job. I'm not your daddy. But we have to think about this.
Thank God.
We are rushing to get back out of want. Not just out of need.
He is the worst. I'm not your daddy. You're weird, number one. I don't know why he always has to say things like that. And number two,
I never understand. Does he think we're that stupid that we can't remember what happened 2 weeks ago with the fat tire biker? Or is he that stupid that he can't remember?
He's
got this skeleton in his closet while he's lecturing us.
I have such a threshold for hypocrisy right now. It's unbelievable. I mean, you know how when you drink, you get a higher limit for how much you can handle? I've been at this job for 5 years. I can handle so much hypocrisy. I could not watch the full Chris Cuomo cut. I was gagging. He is so obnoxious. He's telling people, you know, this is what we have to do. I can't believe you guys are doing this. Chris, we remember, Fredo. We have long memories, okay, buddy? But I'm so happy
this was so recent, Grace. I think even Joe Biden could remember back.
Let's not get crazy.
To when he got into the beef with the fat tire biker.
Let's not get crazy.
It was 2 weeks ago.
Howie, I wanted to remind everyone that Mother's Day is right around the corner. 1-800-Flowers has limited delivery. You need to lock in your order. When you order a dozen sorbet roses, you'll get an extra 6 plus a vase for only $39.99. To order, go to 1-800-Flowers.com and enter code Howie.
Thank you. I'm Howie Carr.
They call him the Trash Man, but we'll call him Captain Howie Carr.
This is Jeff in Woodstock, Connecticut.
This is Laura Benner in South Burlington, Vermont.
This is Jimmy Mack in Falmouth, Massachusetts, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
One of our texters, 603, says, I sent my mother flowers this morning using 1-800-Flowers. Ordered at 10 a.m. She received them at 3:30. I didn't know they were that good, but
can
there
you say
go.
Favorite child?
Order now, 1-800-Flowers. You saw what a nice flowers they were. Anyway, experience the amazing benefits of Super Beets. Get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide strips to test your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase when you visit www.superbeetsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeetsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Did West Virginia Governor Jim Justice swear during his briefing, or was it an audio glitch, as he claimed?
I think he swore, but we did this last hour, the poll question, for the first time, and I'm getting mixed results on the text line. People swear one way or the other that he did it or he didn't.
I don't think he meant to. I think he did technically, based off the way his words were put together. But Howie, the tone in which he was delivering it wouldn't have required him to swear.
Yeah,
the passion of an F word was not in his face.
He pulled a Biden. He read the script wrong and tried to correct it and move on without anybody noticing. That's what I think happened, but it sounds like he swore. 75% say he said the F word.
Okay, everyone, I have more news, Howie. So as you know, a lot of graduates right now, they feel as if they have been gypped. They're not getting their...
I don't get that, Grace. I don't get it. I didn't go to my college graduation. I didn't care.
I know, but there's a lot of stuff that happens at the end of your college, at the end of your 4 years. It's really fun. You have galas, you have stuff like that. My little sister.
You know what? You can go, kids, you can go home and you go to the bar around the corner and have a drink. You don't need to have a drink in your dorm.
Yeah.
What's the big deal?
I mean, what about your high school graduation? You don't think that's a big deal?
Well, we had the beer stashed in the graveyard for my high school.
But you know what the point is, Howie?
Can anybody go to a bar right now?
Exactly. And you know what the other point is, Howie? You had the opportunity
soon,
to skip it.
Soon.
These kids can't
choose.
Oh,
actually, yes. Martin County, Florida, just north of here, you can go to a bar.
Okay, so I'll tell all the kids to book their tickets to Florida
Stewart,
to go to the bar.
Florida.
I feel bad for
See
them.
You, kids.
I do. You had the chance, though, Howie, to go to your high school graduation. I bet if it got canceled because of this, you wouldn't have been happy.
As long as I didn't have to go back for a fifth year, I would have been happy.
Okay, well, I think a lot of people feel differently. But anyway, now they have a chance to have all of the boringness of a graduation without any of the fun because Michelle Obama and Barack Obama are hosting a virtual graduation on June 6th. Some of the celebrities that will be in attendance, Lady Gaga, Alicia Keys, not actually in attendance, in
Man,
virtual
I thought I
attendance.
Didn't want to hear, there was this columnist that was my speaker at my high school graduation, and he was a Marquise Child, I think was his name, Marcus or Marquise Child. And I, as bad as he was, I would much rather bring him back from wherever he is in the great beyond than listen to that crowd that you just mentioned.
You would rather watch Marquise virtually on a Zoom call than Barack Obama?
But see, on a Zoom call, I could just kind of wander away, couldn't I?
Yeah, you can put the no camera view on and just doze off. But I'm sure you would doze off anyway at one of the graduations. I don't think you care. Didn't you bring a book to one of them?
No, I brought a book once when I saw the Speaker of the Massachusetts House of Representatives obstruct justice in the First Circuit Court of Appeals. I was sitting next to him, and I had a book, and he had a book.
Nice.
I've had a book on several occasions. I don't need to go into it at this point.
Okay, Howie, but I have another story I think you'll like. More than 900 Missouri residents who snitched on lockdown rule breakers. So they were doing what people in Massachusetts were doing. They were calling a number and reporting rule breakers.
And Maine, too. They're doing it across the country. Everybody's doing it.
But
it's a big thing, especially among Democrats.
Here's the thing in Missouri. The rule breakers are now fearing retaliation because their details leaked online. So a lot of people who thought this
snitches.
Was private. But Taylor,
snitchers get stitches.
The headline is misleading because it says it leaked, but really the
I'm sure it's
format
all public record, right?
Was public record. Yeah. And they said that in the fine print, but people didn't read it. So they were ratting out their bosses. People were saying, my boss isn't taking this seriously. He's still having us come into work. Please shut down our company.
What
and now
goes
their
around
bosses
comes
know.
Around. There's no witness protection program when you're snitching out your boss. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We have a guest that we're going to talk to from North Carolina, but I just have to pass on this breaking news. This is too rich for words. Do you know this guy? His name is Neil Ferguson. He's from the UK. He's an epidemiologist at Imperial College, and he's the one who predicted that there were going to be millions, literally millions of casualties. He's the one reason why, one of the big reasons why there are 30 million unemployed in the United States of America right now. And because they people believed his doomsday predictions. This is at least the second time that he's predicted that millions would die. Millions! And it wasn't anything near that. And guess what? Guess what? He was in favor of total lockdown of everything. He's had to resign from his position. You know why? Because he was having his married girlfriend come over. He and his married girlfriend were breaking the near total lockdown at the United Kingdom. And he was caught by the Daily Telegraph, the conservative newspaper in London. Well, Professor Ferguson frequently appeared in the media to defend his preposterous predictions, which, again, they're totally off by factors of thousands, and to tell the public not to break the lockdown rules. He was himself spectacularly breaking them in secret, according to the Daily Telegraph, which claims the hardline scientist was secretly meeting his married lover, Antonia Statz, a married mother. She's a left-wing activist in an open marriage. Open marriage. We'll have more on that in a while. But, you know, do as they say, not as they do. And I think our next guest knows something about that. Jax Myers. He has a tattoo parlor in Apex, North Carolina, which is Wake County. That's Raleigh, North Carolina. North Carolina is somewhat of a reasonable state, but like so many somewhat reasonable states, around the state capitol, you have all these bureaucrats, and they just go totally left-wing, out of control. Think Travis County in Texas with Austin. And Jax Myers is trying to get back in business. Well, I'll let Jax tell you what's going on. Jax, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
How you doing, Mr. Carr?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I used to live in North Carolina. I went to UNC Chapel Hill. So I'm somewhat familiar with Apex. I believe it's around the corner from Fuquay Arena. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So tell us about your place of business and what you've been in, what kind of situation you've been in recently.
So, as you know, I'm sure everybody's kind of heard it a little bit, maybe not as much as they should, but most of our small businesses, especially sole proprietor businesses, have gone 7 weeks without any kind of stimulus or funding. You know, even the $1,200, you know, per adult and the extra money for the kids, you know, we pay in taxes quarterly. And because we were sole proprietors, I mean, they didn't even open it up until about 4 or 5 days ago. And so we try to file for the PPP to help our constituents that work with us. In my case, it's a family business. My wife is my manager and piercer, and my daughter is finishing up her second year apprenticeship. And really, that's all it is. Everybody, you know, catching it from all sides, really. Everybody thinks because they've seen some conglomerate tattoo shop that we're talking about, you know, 20 employees or anything like that. For us, it's just a small business that I created on my own, and everybody that I have talked to that owns a small business has not seen anything.
And you got to pay rent. You've been shut down for 7 weeks, but your rent is still due, right?
Oh yeah, double bills. I got a mortgage. I got to pay rent. Double bills. I mean,
and you got to you got to register. You got to register your business with the Secretary of State's office. If it's like Massachusetts, I'm hearing from the Secretary of State's office, nobody's got any money even to re-register the business. And plus, you have quarterly estimated taxes you have to pay. Correct?
And so you factor in all those things, and on top of that, if they're a new business, more than likely they've already shut down. I mean, it takes 8 to 10 years to even start to, after you've, you know, paid off whatever business loans you got. Everybody's got a different circumstance, but most people had a dream and took out a loan, you know,
right.
And so those loans come due as well.
And so, how much money do you think you've lost over the last 7 weeks?
Well, for me specifically, in other tattoo shops all around the country, you know, there's a pretty decent faction of people that get money back when they file their taxes. I mean, those are the people that are running to the H&R blocks and stuff. And so we have a seasonal tax season where we make a majority of our money between kind of the end of February to the beginning of May. And honestly, it could be in upwards of $55,000 and or more, because I mean Ray Cooper, Governor Cooper is saying that we won't be able to go to back to work until the end of June.
End of
that's
June?
Just unacceptable.
And North Carolina has relatively few deaths, correct?
Oh yeah, we probably rank among the lowest, and with the new reduction from the CDC, I mean, this thing is getting ridiculous.
So you're in a, you know, and again, you know, a lot of people when Governor Kemp down in Georgia allowed small businesses to reopen, he allowed the tattoo shops to open, and of course everybody jumped on that. The left-wing media said he is allowing tattoo shops to open up. This is dangerous. But you know, Jax, you know, I'm not a tattoo person myself, but you know, you have a clientele. You have people who want tattoos. This is a free country. Hey, the last time I checked, I mean, people have a right to do what they want to do. Do they not?
That is the truth. You know, there's quite a few unconstitutional things that I could go into. You know, the other thing is we are inspected by the health department. I mean, there's cleaning supplies that you can only get with that type of certification. I mean, and on top of that, we're not all crowded like a hospital. I mean, usually it's a one-on-one thing. And to follow a CDC protocol, say, hey, one client in at a time. I mean, we were doing that without the government telling us to.
And so you tried last week or a couple of days ago, you put out on your Facebook page and you let the word go out that you had a waiting list. You had a lengthy list of people who wanted to spend money to get the services you provided and to keep you in business and out of bankruptcy. And what was the response of the county and the town, the city, whatever it is?
Well, the response of the city was, I hadn't even gotten to the point of accepting a customer. I opened the door, and 3 minutes later, I was handcuffed.
On charges of what?
Disobeying an executive order, a class one misdemeanor, and a $2,000 fine.
And that's the executive order of the governor or the Board of Health?
The governor, yep.
Governor Cooper.
Yes, sir.
Would you like to address a statement to Governor Cooper, the Democrat in Raleigh?
Sure. I absolutely would. You know, Apex is a really small town, and we get to know each other. We love each other. And in fact, I before I say anything to him, I just want to let, you know, your constituents know that the mayor is one of the only people in our county that is standing up for the rights of small business. And he was with me the whole time. I mean, he wasn't next to me, but in support. He was with me the whole time, and I do believe that the Apex Police Department was with me the whole time because I happen to know that they wrote into the newspaper that published the article is that they didn't want to arrest me, and they went
the
higher up.
They were the News and Observer. Yeah. They didn't want to arrest you, but they got it. Who ordered? If the mayor is with you and the police department is with you, who ordered your arrest?
Well, I mean, I honestly haven't looked into it. I had gotten calls kind of asking me, hey, this isn't something you probably want to do, including the mayor himself. And I was like, sir, I'm short. I can't pay all my bills this month. I have to go to work. And literally, somebody's going to have to stop me, all right? Because you can't just take food out of the hands of a father trying to feed his daughters or provide for his family. I mean, we're hardworking people. And when the scales of judgment come down, I mean, how is it that the cure is, or the solution is worse than the cure? It's just not right.
What do you think, Jax? We're talking to Jax Myers. He owns a tattoo parlor in Wake County, North Carolina, which is in the center of the state. This is the state capital. What do you think when you hear these people lecturing you on TV about how you don't care about the safety of old people? And it doesn't matter if 30 million people have lost their jobs and hundreds of thousands of small businessmen like yourself are going to be bankrupt. It's more important to keep the economy locked down indefinitely, even if it causes another Great Depression. What do you say to those people before you speak to the governor?
I would say go ahead and go down to RDU and buy a plane ticket to Russia and go try it out for a while before you force people who, like my father is an Army vet for 23 years. He fought and risked more than freedom to provide the right for them to stay at home. Either stay at home or push you a plane ticket to a communist country. Because what we're going for, we can't get back. You got to fight to get that back.
What do you tell Governor Cooper?
Don't ever catch me in a dark room with you. You took food out of my kids' hands. That's all I got to say about that. I want to see him pay for what he's done. And since I was the first person charged under his executive order, I'll be addressing him.
When do you go to court, Jax Myers?
Well, it just depends. If this scares him enough, he'll probably prolong the court district from hearing people. You know, I was processed right through when they took me to jail, and there were some unsavory people that Mr. Cooper was also letting back out onto the street that I also got released with.
Did they release you on personal recognizance, or did you have to actually come up with some money to get out on bail?
No, they let me out on my own personal recognizance. But, I mean, like I said, I mean, I got released with a guy that had 14 felony drug charges and a cyber stalker that was pacing around the room that he clearly had some issues. I'm not going to speculate any more than that. That was just my observation.
And you were charged with wanting to provide a living for yourself and your family and pay your bills.
And ultimately, I was also feeding off of the people at the Reopen NC rally, which I also attended today.
Right.
You know, I went an hour early last week, and I started to realize, you know, you feel like you're all alone. You know, I work 80-hour weeks. I come home and work a little bit, draw after dinner, and get ready for the next day. I felt like I was alone. And when I went there, I all those people there own small businesses. This isn't some just general rally. Those people are fighting for their lives, too. So when they bake the numbers and say, oh, a couple dozen, there's thousands of people. It was a little bit different today. Some people got arrested last week for just walking on the parking lot on the sidewalk. There's so much unconstitutional stuff going on, and I really have to question, where are our police officers that have taken an oath to defend the Constitution? Because they're not talking about, you know, when you protect the Constitution, you're keeping people from burning the Constitution. You're protecting them from people like Governor Cooper.
Jax Myers, I wish you the best, and we'll try to check in with you and follow what's going on with your case. And this is just outrageous. And elections have consequences. And I think if Cooper had been defeated by his Republican opponent, this wouldn't be going on. I mean, this at least it would be more measured and a more reasonable response to this panic situation that's being fueled by the media. Jax Myers, thanks very much for being with us. We appreciate it. I'm Howie Carr.
He's New England's talk radio king. He's Howie Carr.
This is Chris in Rochester, Mass.
This is Mark in Nashville, New Hampshire.
This is Lorna in Truckstown, Pennsylvania. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
This is terrible what they're doing to millions of small business people. And they don't care. They have no clue what it's like to, you know, put your heart and soul into a business and work 80-hour weeks for years at a time and try to build up a business. And a lot of these places were doing great. They'd never been doing better, and all of a sudden they're shut down. And the governors don't care. Especially these Democrat governors like Cooper or the Klan, Governor Blackface in Virginia or Governor Charlie Parker in Massachusetts, who claims to be a Republican, but he doesn't. He's never really run a real business. He went to Harvard. He could, you know, his family came over on the Mayflower. Everything's born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He doesn't give a bleep about anybody. None of them do. 844-500-4242. I mean, the ones that are keeping their state shut down. Katie Brown out in Oregon. She's not going to open the place up till July 6th. Are you kidding me? July 6th? Albert, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Albert.
Howie, how are you?
Good.
Thank you very much. I want to tell you first off, I got the first of two shirts that I ordered today.
Great.
And I will be wearing it tomorrow, loud and proud, without a mask on.
What are you going to tell
I
the cops?
You have
emphysema, too. Yeah.
Yes, I do.
There's a lot of it going around, Albert.
I got a late order in. I got the Carolina blue. A couple of days, I just got the message. I'll be getting the navy blue with the What Really Happened book.
Excellent. If you want the T-shirt, buy American, support America, go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store. You get with the T-shirt, you get one of my books. And today only, you get one of these boomer masks. You know, not everybody is like Albert and me and has emphysema. Some people are going to need to say that they have, that they're going to need a mask. Although you don't really have to say anything. They can't ask you for anything yet. Pretty soon, though, Charlie Baker was really enjoying this. He's going to make sure that you have to have a mask. Then next, you're going to have to wear your underwear on the outside like bananas. I'm Howie Carr.